When you were 25 years old, she was busy decorating the house with colourful ornaments, reckoning on the date of your wedding. You thanked her by asserting to holding your slim, slender bride. You were to be on a global tour wedding. When you were 30 years old, you became a competent editor of Eastern literature, busy with drafting or revising sequences of scripts every day. She was worried, asking you to rest besides work. You thanked her by moaning, "You can't realize the tense competition in the media circle." When you were 35 years old, you divorced, unfortunately. She came to you, tending to your daughter and doing housework at home. You thanked her by being drunk every night, smoking tobacco, cigar, one after another in the living room. When you were 40 years old, you gained recovery from gloomy feelings gradually and became a well-known fiction author. She gave her genuine congratulations to you. You thanked her by trying to convince her to live with you, but she declined, refused. When you were 45 years old, with the oxygen mask, she was taken away by an ambulance due to an acute epidemic. You thanked her by thinking she actually shouldn't fall ill at the crisis of your career. Then, one day in autumn, she quietly died for tumour of lung tissue. In front of her ashes, you looked through your sometime albums, and the fragments of your life came into illusion. An infant, a youngster, and a mature man in the end. Suddenly, you perceived that there was no substitute for mother. Though, sometimes, she might think awkwardly, or might not consent to your opinions. She was still your mother. All that she did was for the welfare of you.